Well, good morning, humanity. It is November 6th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name's Paul.
Good morning. This is Bev.
And good morning to you, Bev. Good morning. Good morning.
Same to you, Mr. Paul.
Hey, everybody. We're going to talk about melding identifications. And I got this idea, A, because of the trauma that I've been feeling and the PTSD that we were talking about before the show that we think all humanity is living in right now. And a particular Canadian survivor of Auschwitz when he was an infant, who is actually a trauma specialist and a doctor, Gabor Mate, talked about the word identification, and he tore it down and realized how much we each have a personal identification with our belief systems or our political systems or our family systems. And you know, it's not just in this lifetime that we gathered that. You know, we're talking about generational belief systems and identifications that go back eons of time, and it's just locked in our DNA. And so we wanted to talk about how BioTouch can help meld, and I like that word meld, you know,
yes.
The bringing together of
yes,
these
identities. A blending.
A blending.
Yeah.
And how BioTouch can help do that, which is the reason we've dedicated our life to sharing BioTouch. And look, we've talked about this week after week after week. But I think we said, you know, it's just important right now. The planet, humanity is in, I guess we could call it a crisis mode. It's in a stressful mode right now. The reverberations around the world. And we see the importance of BioTouch, don't we?
We absolutely do. And yes, we are in a crisis. It's been hurtling towards this for a long time. But what do we say? Crisis is also opportunity.
Right.
There's really hope here, guys. There's really a lot of hope here. You know, we've just reached a point in our evolution as a very important group on this planet to, you know, start healing. And that word identification is certainly appropriate because just as you say, we each have that personal identification, but what we're really here to do is to take that and to begin through consciousness or self-awareness, begin to identify as what? Just a thread of the greater whole that we all belong to, all of us. We all are the same. And that group soul is meant to be all of us coming back, melding, blending, and just, oh my gosh, healing the planet.
Correct.
And our purpose here is so amazing. And I, you know, you and I talk about how BioTouch is, for me, BioTouch is here. I said this, I think, last show. It's already here. It's all ready to go. It's already accessible. Okay. And it's exactly, its purpose is to do exactly what we're going to talk about today, to help us individually come into a self-awareness and start to realize and identify that, oh my gosh, we're just one part of a great group. Never have we been separated in truth, in reality, never.
So let's
it's
read.
It's always amazing to me how we have readily, complacently started to identify with pain and misery,
yeah,
with no hope.
So
this is where we are.
Let's read our vision, and we'll start from there. Our vision is to encourage all people to take responsibility for their own health care, empower them to assist others, and create a community of people, all people, worldwide, dedicated to service, self-awareness, and recognizing the equality of all humanity, thus forming a chain which shall go on indefinitely. That's
So there you have it. Okay,
it's
that
almost laughable how
community.
we've had that for so long.
I know it's and everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's so perfect. Well, because it speaks to who we all truly are. That word equal, that is a word of paramount importance right now. Okay, what I believe about BioTouch is, and it begins with us individually, with all of that identification you were talking about, it helps to break down all those barriers within us. And
right.
And then, of course, the barriers between us. That's the point, to where we can all step in and, just really rejoice in our love for one another, our connectivity, what we are here to really do on this planet. And you cannot do that when you are broken down and traumatized. It's impossible. You can't. Each of us are here to contribute something. I don't care what your station in life is. We are all here to serve. That's the thing. Ram Dass, love, serve, remember.
Yep.
Remember, that's in the identification. Remember who we are.
Right.
Okay, remember why we're here.
Right, so
And standing in that middle point is what BioTouch helps us to do. It gives us hope. It makes us feel safe. It trusts. It has everything in it that we all need. And this is why you and I show up every week.
It reminded me when we were talking earlier about the fear, that we're all in this incredible fear mode. And in fear,
yes,
we go into our lower human nature, which is attack.
Yes.
When you're in fear,
yes,
you attack, and it's just spontaneous reaction. And I remember in the hospital when my mother was in ICU and in a coma, and I saw so many families in waiting rooms living in fear, and hopeless. And I thought back then, and this was almost 30 years ago, BioTouch is needed. It's needed to help people with their fear, their reactions, their hopelessness, and had dedicated my life since then to get BioTouch to people. And I think on this global scale now, it really becomes important to share.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking, Here's the thing about BioTouch. Here's the magical part. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, you can have BioTouch. You don't have to go driving anywhere. You don't have to go searching for something. You don't have to go looking for something. It's already there. That's maybe the challenge. We have to start identifying with peace. That's peace within ourselves, so that we can just stand in peace for the world and not go hither and thither and scrambling and trying to fulfill ourselves with things out here. BioTouch, I swear, is waiting within each of us. It's waiting to change all of our lives individually and together. I don't know of too many things that we can say that about. And it's already there.
It's there. And what we need from all of you who are out there is to start sharing this more. We need to go viral with this simple touch, taking the index and the middle finger of your hand, of your dominant hand, and touching just below the breastbone like a butterfly, 6 to 8 seconds. Taking that same dominant hand and touching a loved one just to the left of that bone that pops out at the base of your neck, and holding that for 6 to 8 seconds. Now, if we could virally send that out, regardless of your belief system, your political system, your religious system, your social economic, it doesn't matter. BioTouch works if you are a human being on the planet and it can bypass our trauma and our identification, and it can help us meld with all people. We are
That's
one
it.
people here, and
I
BioTouch
know.
is the same for everyone. There's no
Yes.
distinction or difference here. We don't have
We
levels.
all have a body.
Yes.
We all have a body.
So,
Yeah.
people always said to us, and we learned it during the pandemic, if all you can do when you find yourself being triggered, watching the news, TikTok, Facebook, whatever side is triggering you, you know something? Take those two fingers, raise them up, close your eyes, picture the trigger. Picture the person that's creating a trigger for you, or someone you want to help, and you're seeing these pictures that you can't help but be traumatized. You can't help but seeing innocent people and children, and it doesn't matter which side, just picture taking those two fingers and doing that greeting. Give 15 seconds to help
Yes.
heal the planet. That's all we're asking, 15 seconds.
I know. I know. Such a, well, we say it's such a simple thing, but evidently, it's like any great idea that is here to lift and to, in the midst of all of the crisis, take us in a new direction. That has ever been the hardest thing for humanity to embrace. And it's no different with BioTouch. We know that. You know that.
Yes.
After 35 years, we're making strides, and we've got more and more amazing souls around the planet who are sharing BioTouch in their communities. But when we say that everyone is capable of learning and practicing and helping, that's a much higher concept than in our pattern of misery that we are ready to believe, to even think about. So, part of it is breaking down those barriers to that identification. And I think it's very timely that we're talking about this.
All right. And the best way to break it down is to finally wake up to it. Yeah, I'm identified. Yeah, I'm a schmuck. Yeah, I'm judgmental. Yeah, I don't like you. I mean, look at all the people you don't like in your own life or your own belief systems, or you see a post and you go, God, what an asshole, I mean, and you wonder why the damn world is blowing up. How many judgments do we have every single day? Even about something stupid we did. Oh, God dang it, why did I do that?
Well, I was going to make a point about that because you have said that many times when we do our certification classes. We begin the day by judging and criticizing ourselves.
Right? We wake
Oh my
up.
gosh, I look like crap. Oh my gosh, I can't do this. I feel like, oh my God, I don't want to do. On and on and on.
So
So
let's step
this is
into our
it.
own judgments, right? Let's see our own judgments. Let's see that the triggers that are happening outside are triggering our own judgments within ourselves about ourselves. And all we need to do is put love into action. That is the power of BioTouch. Again, let's quote Gary Schwartz and what he talks about. The kind of love that BioTouch fosters is a high level of love, including empathy, compassion, caring, kindness, gentleness, protection, safety, warmth, gratitude, appreciation, and respect. It brings tears to my
Mine, too. I'm
eyes.
starting to just tear up here because, oh gosh, that when I first read those words from Gary, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy gets BioTouch so deeply. He understood. And coming from a guy who is, working in the world he works with,
Right, the intellectual
BioTouch had the
academia.
power to break all that down for him. And he saw clearly the gift, the amazing gift that we have been all of us have been given with BioTouch. It's all, just reach out and claim it, guys. Reach out. like that, huh? And claim this gift in your life. Oh.
So this love, it's when I was doing counseling work, the thing that popped me out of my counseling, out of my depression, was my counselor turning to me, putting his hand on my knee and just saying, Paul, you have a lot of love to give. And when I found BioTouch and that old timer said Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley, and that ex-CIA agent sat in our very first certification class and he said, this is the most powerful revolution I have ever been involved with because this one is based on love.
Wow.
This
Well, if
is
that
what.
wasn't your confirmation that you are on the right path,
And it
absolutely.
is time.
Absolutely.
It is time for all
And
of us to participate in that.
the truth is, love is really the only thing that is going to get us out of this. It's going to be love. And we don't, it's such a high divine essence, but we can act as if. There's an old saying, act as if. Start changing the pattern of misery and put in its place just a kind thought or a kind word or something or a kind action. Change, let's start changing what we have identified ourselves with now and re-identify ourselves as the loving beings that we truly are.
So we have Horace who just said, you can't see it here. It says, once you learn the points, it becomes something you get to keep for a lifetime. It never expires and never goes out of
I love it.
style.
Thank you, Horace. So true. It is yours.
It is eternal. It has been
It is
eternally with
eternal.
us. Who knows where Norman got it? Who knows how ancient this technique? I think it's as ancient as humanity on the planet. It's about reaching out and touching. That's all. Just that's it. You
It.
don't have to have a concept. You don't have to have a belief system. It's just about a gentle, light, loving touch. We're here to teach it. Go online if you want to remember how to do the greeting. Just download those first 10 pages of the manual for free, and it has links to the video. If you need help and support groups that you're working with, we'll be happy to do a Zoom with you or come talk to you about how this can be applied to any group of people that are looking to bring equality and love into their organization or and healing work.
And yeah, and
It's
your own
simple.
lives.
It's just simple.
Simple.
So let us know how we can help. We're always here. We're here every Monday talking over and over the same thing, but I love it. I love
I
reminding
know.
myself why I do this.
It's a worthwhile message that we are continuing to give every week. I agree. Yep.
So we're going to end with Horace's little song that he wrote, Putting Love into Action. And again, let us know how we can help you, and we'll see you all next week. Thanks, Bev.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you all. Have a great week.
If pain has got you down and you live in town, take a trip down to Pima Street. The people down there are people who care. They will get you back on your feet. Put love into action. Put love into action. If you ever want to have any real satisfaction, choose love while you still can. Don't even try to understand. A healing grace in your own hands. Put love into action. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Using BioTouch will help you so much. You'll never need anything else. Put love into action. Put love into action. If you ever want to have any real satisfaction, choose love while you still can. Don't even try to understand. healing grace in your own hands. Put love into action.